What advice would you give to people who are thinking about becoming PTs?
I would say do it. I say do it, but knowing it's not easy, because nothing good come easy. I say this exact same thing like a couple years ago when I went back to my PT school. Listen, man, you're gonna get a doctorate. Like, you think that's easy? It's not. Like, you're not just getting like an online certificate. It's like, it's a real thing. It's hard, but you know what? It's rewarding. It's rewarding because you really got to make an impact in someone's life. And, you know, being a PT allowed me to have my own business, my own clinic. So I'll do it all over again.
A podcast designed to help you change your mindset and your life.
It is time for something new.
Join host Dr. Shante Cofield, also known as the Movement Maestro, on a journey to see the bigger picture.
Open your eyes.
Find your passion.
And discover how movement unites us all.
Let's get it poppin'.
This is Maestro on the Mic. I'm the Maestro, and you're about to get maestrified.
3, 2, 1.
Hey guys, Maestro here, coming at you live with another episode of Maestro on the Mic. Today I have with me a good friend who is a badass entrepreneur. He actually started his own PT practice. He left the typical, I don't want to say mill, but the typical outpatient ortho that we see. And that's where I met him, actually. And he opened up his own practice. It's called Myokinetics Performance and Recovery. It's in Roseland, New Jersey. What up, Dirty Jers? And I had to bring him on. Actually, I've been wanting to bring him on for a little bit, and it's just we finally were able to make this work. And I want him to tell you about what it's like to actually be an entrepreneur, to actually start your own practice, to go it on your own, to have that brick and mortar, to do the damn thing. So without further ado, welcome to the show, my good friend, Dr. Natty Bandasak. Welcome, my dude.
Thanks. Thanks for having me.
Nandy.
Oh man, it's all right. I butchered your name when we first met too, so you know how that goes. Thanks for having me. I know we planned this for quite some time, and we're both busy. And you have no love for Jersey or East Coast anymore. That's what it is,
dude. It's too cold, man. I'm trying to be over there.
I hear you. Listen, I'm from Thailand, so you know the cold is not for me.
Please go on with that. Yeah, Tell us about the Thailand.
Yeah, I'm a first-generation immigrant, and you'll pick this up real quick because my English is pretty terrible. We don't polarize anything, so in Thai. So anyway, so I moved here when I was 12. My parents decided, like, you know what, this is a way better opportunity for my sister and I. They left. We got here, and we stay in Nyack, New York, where we stay in a one studio bedroom, basically all four of us. Really started from the bottom. But with that being said, you know, like, go through traditional school system, went to community college, and went to Maryland to get my undergrad in kinesiology. So go Terps. And then from there, I didn't actually know what I wanted to do, but I know I like exercise. So I was doing some personal training then and there and got into CrossFit. So that's like around 2012. Then I hurt my back doing some like front squat and running, obviously, just not knowing anything. And I just discovered Kelly Starrett, and you know, that was like a height of like mobility watts, so it was awesome.
Yep.
Yeah. So follow some of his stuff, started doing some stuff, and it works. You know, I went from like crawling on the ground because I couldn't walk, and like, you know, just do some stuff he shows, and next thing you know, I'm like walking back to exercising again. And you know, my girlfriend, now fiance, hey, listen, this is good, you like doing this, and you know, why don't you pursue something like this? I was like, you know what, it makes sense. I can get people stronger, but when they get hurt, what do I do? So boom, PT school. And it's so crazy because I only applied to one school. I know. I'm just like, fuck it. let's just go on.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I applied to one school. It's Dominican College, and no, it's not in DR, all right? It's in New York, just letting you know. But it was a weekend program.
Wow.
Yeah, so I was able to work throughout the week, pay my bills, and go to class from Friday to Sunday. Yeah, and it was a grind. It was a grind for 3 years. When we have clinical, we would go to clinical, and then on the weekend, go to class. So it'll be days where we were going straight for 12 days.
Damn.
But yeah, no, you know, I got some badass classmates that like we kind of just stuck together. We pulled through, and it was awesome. You know, couldn't look back. And then during that time, you know, I got into CrossFit even more, and then turned into a competitive weightlifter. Then whatever, you know, whatever you learn in PT school, you do your best to apply it to yourself, right? Because everyone who's an athlete, yeah, somewhat broken. You know, we're all messed up somewhere, yep, right? But just got to keep moving. So during that time, got my CSCS, started coaching some athlete at, you know, national level for weightlifting. And then from there, you know, we just keep pushing each other. All my classmates would come, we'll work out together, we'll treat each other. So it was like a really organic growth for like everybody. And
wow.
Yeah, from there it was cool because I was doing personal training, but then if my clients got hurt, I can give them some tip then and there. So I always like to spend time with all my clients to begin with. And I like that one-on-one setting because that's what I know and what I feel comfortable with. So yeah, you know, fast forward after we graduated, I got a really nice job. Pretty good money out of school in a nice facility, got all the equipments, like, you know, Ultra G, like, you know, like any student yeah, see an Ultra G, they're just like, oh God, you know,
it's true.
Yeah. They're like, oh shit. So yeah, we got in there and, you know, at that point, I think what happened to me, I think has happened to everyone in PT school is that when you cross that bridge and you pass your exam, you're like, hey man, this is it. I'm set. I'm kind of set for life. I don't got to do anything else. Like we're good. But you know, reality is that it was the opposite.
Uh-huh.
So, and it's sad, but anyway, so, go in there, you know, it was really busy, you know, 3 hours, but you know what? I see tons of post-op, very athletic population. But at the end of the day, I still got like 18 notes to write. And I mean, 18 sound pretty low to some of the people that I talk to. Some people I know be like crazy, like 20, 24. Like my buddy Christy, like 24, something like nonsense. Yeah. But anyway, but I would come home because I would come home. My shift was 12 to 8. So I get home at like 8:30, have dinner and then do notes because notes got to be done before midnight. And yeah. I know. And so, and you have a couple options, right? You can either keep a really mediocre care and do your notes while you're treating, which, you know, it's not the right thing to do. And, you know, I was not one of those people. So I would just treat nonstop, try to eat quick lunch for 10 minutes and then do some notes for a little bit and then come back home and do notes. But 3 years into that, it just get so burned out. And like, this is real talk. I would come home and just have like a strong IPA. And I'm just like, oh God, this is awful. Oh my. Yeah.
It's so true. My God. I'm like totally remembering this feeling right now. Like, as you're saying it, I'm like, oh God, yep. I remember that.
Oh, yes. It was terrible because to the point where, my fiance was like, damn, you look miserable.
It's true,
I'm like,
dude.
Yeah, this is not what I thought. Like you have this dream, right? Because, you know, listen, our field and any medical field is all about stability. Like that's the point. That's why we go through all this hardship. It's like, hey, you're guaranteed to have a job forever. But that doesn't mean you're necessarily going to like your job. Right? So.
It's true.
Yeah. I'm just like, all right, there's got to be a way, right? And then during that time, you know, I listened to tons of podcasts and, you know, I came across Danny Matei, the GOAT, by the way. And, you know, he started doing some cash PT stuff, and I just keep listening. I was like, you know what, man? And I was like, I don't like the situation I'm in. You know, I can't keep doing this. So I was like, let me just try something. All I say is like, you know what? If this doesn't work, I end up back in the same place, you know, doing exact same thing. But if it does work, you know, hell, well, you know, it's going to be something fun. It's going to be new, and it's going to be scary. So I started doing some side hustle at the gym I was at. It was a powerlifting gym at that point. And, you know, I got some clients then and there, but then powerlifting is a different sport for me. I didn't connect well with them because to me, like coming from CrossFit and weightlifting, doing squat, bench, and deadlift, I think that's cool, but those are like our accessory lift, right? So we do other stuff in it.
Exactly.
So I got myself, you know, I made a list, see different CrossFit gym that I can go visit. You know, I just went based on whatever Danny was suggesting on his blueprint. And I visited so many CrossFit gym in the area. And then I got to say, I got really lucky to be where I'm at now, which is across Roseland. I went to grab coffee. The owner happened to be there. We know some of the same people. And then we just started talking. And, you know, he's like, hey, I have this storage space where I'm just putting all this old speaker in there. And I was like, hey, can I see it? And he just showed it to me. I was like, you know what? They'll work. Oh, I can just treat around the corner. I mean, like, it doesn't matter to me. I just need a table, right? And we made out a nice deal where, like, you know, I show him my way of treating. And, you know, he's been an athlete his whole life, so he knows something about PT. But what I told him is, like, listen, you know, I'm really big into just getting people stronger. Like, getting people in a good position, get them stronger, and then just let them go. And I think that was something new that he never thought before, right? And, you know, and I always say, like, me being in here is like an add-on service, right? So, like, how can I bring that value to the place I'm at? And that's exactly what I did. I just keep all his members healthy, you know, and I get to work out. So I started doing that. I would come in, like, early, 7 in the morning, and then go straight to my other job from 12 to 8. And we were just doing that, like, for a while. I got to say, like, 6 months. It's just constant grind. And then from there, I was doing tons of networking to, like, volunteer for different high school football team and all that stuff. So I basically never see my fiance at all during that time. But, you know, and then we got to the point where it was sustainable. I have, like, a number in my head. Like, hey, if I see, like, 8 – I was like, you know what? I'm just going to drop down to part-time. So, yeah, but the funny thing is that
I remember this.
They gave me I got a 1 year I got my yearly review. They offered me like a 5% raise, and I was like, this is not enough money. I asked for more money, and then 3 months later, I was like, nope, I'm dropping down to part-time. Yeah. So, I'm just like, but you know, it's not about the money. And
totally,
so I dropped down to part time, you know, that's when I actually got contact with another CrossFit gym for me to do the same thing. So I was in two different locations, and you know, I tell this story all the time to other people too, Shante, because the biggest crossing point for me to quit my job was with you. Remember when I text you and you say you're gonna release a podcast on that, right? Yeah, and I remember texting you. I was like, hey, you text me. You're like, I'm going to release the podcast on Thursday. And it's Tuesday. I remember it, like it's 7 o'clock, right? I'm like, oh shit. If she releases podcast, the people that I work for will know that I'm doing this and I'm planning on leaving. I didn't even tell them. Yeah. And I was telling you to push it back. And you're like, man, do I really have to push it back? Because it's going to mess up the whole schedule. So I'm just like, ah, man. And it took me like half an hour, and I just sit there and reflect, like, you know what? Why do I need to be there? Like, I don't really need to be there. I don't want to be there. So fuck it. I went home. Yeah. I saw
Dude.
I saw Christina, and she was like, she was taking a bath, and then I just went up to her, and I have this look in my face, and she kind of knew. And I was like, "Hey, listen, I gotta ask you a question." She's like, "Yeah, what is it?" I was like, "I'm gonna quit my job tomorrow." So it wasn't really a question. I said, "I'm gonna quit my job tomorrow," and I say, straight up from Aladdin, by the way, "Do you trust me?" And I say, "I'll make sure we get food on the table. You know, everything get taken care of. But you know, I just need you to trust me." She's like, "Yeah, I trust you." I was like, "Boom, that's the only thing I need." Next day, I went into work. So nervous. I don't know why I was nervous. I guess leaving my patient is pretty shitty feeling. And I told him, I was like, "Hey, listen, you know, an opportunity come up, and you know, I just gotta pursue this." And I told him it's not about the money. And you know what? I didn't have a bad time, and I feel like I needed that.
Yeah.
And that's what I tell people too. It's like, this shitty kind of setting happens, but you know what, man? Everyone's gotta go through it though, because that's just adversity. You know what it is? And I'm going to be honest, I don't think I would hire anyone that did not go through that adversity. Yeah.
I like that, Nanny.
Yeah, like,
say more about that.
You can't, like, if your first car is a BMW, where do you go from there? You know, you got to start out with some, like, you know, super old beat up car. That's what it was. And, like, how do you handle that? How do you handle your time management? How do you do a good screen where you can know exactly what it is, and how do you communicate with three patients at the same time and get them to do what you want? You know?
Yeah. Yeah. I totally agree, man. I said all the time, like, that was definitely the silver lining of the years that I did in more of the mill. Like, and I say to students, because that's like the first job you're going to find. There's far more of those than there are of like these like really ideal settings. And you make the most of it. Like, you learn how to juggle patients, and I say it in the best way possible, so that everyone gets, you are burned out as shit and you're tired as shit at the end because you've been giving 100% to each of those patients, and you figure out how to watch this one while that one does that, or and you figure out the most efficient and effective exercise and the best cue, because you don't have 17,000 hours to like be with this one person. It's not ideal, but you learn
you really so much. Gotta think outside the box, and you know what, you create bonds with some of the people that you go through the struggle with. Like, you know, shout out to Jamie, right? And Jeremy. Like, I remember one day we need a sled. We don't have a sled, right? So we threw like a couple towels down, some like the balance pad, the RX pad, and we put some plates on top and some dumbbell on top, and had people just push that around. So it's like a sled. It's like all that stupid stuff that like it forced you to think outside the box, you know. You gotta start with somewhere, and you know what,
so good.
If you start out with like a super tiny confined space or like some sort of restriction, you're gonna have to think outside the box and outgrow that area. You know, you gotta find a way. And listen, it shaped the way I treat, it shaped the way I approach life. So like, I'm nothing but grateful with those 3 years of opportunity.
This is why I brought you on. You guys listening, this is why I brought Natty on, because social media, despite the fact how much I love it, can be very fake, and it can paint pictures that don't allow for proper managing of expectations. And especially my new grads, I'm talking to you, coming out and expecting to get paid a certain amount, coming out and expecting to have this amazing kind of job. For the most part, that doesn't exist. Yes, you can create it. And this is why I brought Natty on, because he has created it. But to give you a dose of reality of like, you got to go through this shit and make the most of it, learn from it, and work. Natty did say that, you know, that there was some luck when he was the owner of CrossFit Roseland was happened to be out getting coffee also. But I really don't believe in luck. I think that everything happens for a reason, and you put yourself in opportunities and then you capitalize on that. And if you guys have taken nothing from what Natty has been saying, this dude has been on his grind, from going to school on the weekends while still working to graduating. And then when he started his own practice and starting his own practice, hitting you know, pounding the pavement. People ask me all the time, like, how do I get like more visibility? How do I get more clients? Does anybody know you? Does your community know you? Have you gone from place to place and done these marketing efforts and connected with these people? Or are you sitting there hoping that like your two Instagram posts are going to get you 50,000 patients? Because that's not how it works. I want you to, if you don't mind, Natty, could you talk some more about that marketing side of things and like the in-person stuff and like any advice you'd give to people that are looking to
yeah,
grow their practice?
I like connecting with people. So I'm all about just reaching out and connecting with people, right? So during that time, it's like, all right, how can I make sure that if someone need a PT, I'm like the first one that come out of their mouth, right? So, you know, I would go to, you know, so I volunteered for Irvington High School football team for like 2 years. And, you know, I got in touch with one of the guys who is related to the head coach, and he was hosting a football camp there. And, you know, that was on the weekend. So I would just go to the camp, and then he introduced me to the head coach. And then from there, I was like, listen, man, you know, I know what it's like for these kids. They're like inner city, they got nothing. And I say, you know, I know what it's like to come from nothing. You know, I'm a 5'7" Asian man, and we're not that talented and athletic that much. So let me do what I can to help these kids get out the hood. And like, I was just being 100% with the coach. I say, listen, these kids are talented, but talent take you so far if you're not healthy. Right. So during that side hustle thing, I would go side hustle, go to work, done at 8:00, after 8:00, drive to the high school, treats a couple kids after their practice, make sure they're ready for the game. And I would just do that for a whole season. And then from there, huh?
For free now?
Yeah, for free.
For free?
Yeah. And you know what? Because, you know, if you do something good, no matter what, yeah, it's exhausting, but you go to bed, you feel happy. Like when the kids, like let's say that year we sent 8 or 9 kids to D1 school. And that's the most in New Jersey public school.
Wow.
So that's huge for me. And,
wow.
You know, I stay in contact with these kids and, you know, I like being in that team setting and I like being able to help. So I just get like real invested in Pete. And if you're really passionate about the field and especially with you know that, you know, there's no like 50%. You're just kind of all out. And I think the best marketing is that just show your passion. You just got to show them that like, yo, this is my shit. Like, I love doing this. Like, don't talk about your fancy education and all this and that. Like, people just want to connect with you, man. And that's it. And if you can just go there, have a conversation with people and really learn about their story. And then from there you can, and you like, you'd be like, hey, listen, I hear what you're saying and I feel like I can help you out with this. And just don't look for anything. I think, you know, I didn't ask for anything. If anything, I just kind of put myself out there. And like, yeah. And things just kind of grow. And I would go to like different CrossFit gym. I did a lot of like Friday Night Lights. What else did I do? And basically just, you know, the biggest thing that I did in my gym community is just being in class, talk to people, like understand what's going on. You know, like if you want to know people, like, why they gain shape in the first place? What drive them?
I do. These are things. This is like, you guys out there, I hope that you're writing this down or perhaps will re-listen to this and take these incredible nuggets of advice. You might be one of the, I'm pretty sure you're the first person to recommend that and suggest, like, why are you doing this in the first place? To ask that to someone about this in-person service. We talk about it in digital marketing, things like that, and coaching, but no one has come on the podcast yet and said, like, these are the kind of things that I was asking my potential future client or just the one I was trying, you know, at the gym with, and really doing what we call connection marketing. Like my man, Natty, this is, how did you get your first job? Natty, out of curiosity, at I guess Parabolic was the first job, yeah?
No. That was Jamie. I was at Sportswear. I was their PT8, and then I just kind of, they knew I was in PT school, and then they offered me an interview. Yep. No, I was super grateful again. Made tons of connect with a lot of people. Everyone's there. Awesome. We'll stay, you know, in touch still. But yeah, as far as like, you know, marketing, you can do, and you know, nothing I hate more than people who just doesn't respect other people's time, and they just want to come in and they're just trying to pitch you stuff. And I hate this because you're like, well, if you follow my story, I hate pyramid scheme. So, I mean, it's the worst because those are people that like, they don't care about you. They just want to use you. And I feel like in our field, it's like, hey, you come with a problem, you have a script, and let's see what we can do, right? But instead, like, let's figure out, like, hey, listen, why are you doing this in the first place? Why is this important to you? Like, is this like, let's say we get you stronger, right? Is this really gonna solve your problem? Or is there something deeper? Or, you know, like, you know, we're really trying to promote overall, you know, wellness and well-being, right? And wellness start on how you perceive yourself, right? And how you feel about yourself. If you don't feel good about yourself, we can only do so much to get you, you know, physically where you want to be. Right? So it's all gotta work together.
I love it. This is like, people use that phrase holistic. I don't think they actually know what that means, but this is a truly patient-centered approach, that all-encompassing comprehensive approach. And he's taken the woo away from it for those of you that are like, you know, want more of the straight and narrow, whatever, even though it all matters. But this is Natty saying, because he works with these athletes, works with CrossFitters, that's his demographic. And he's still asking these questions and trying to figure out, because he's still treating a human. It's not like, oh, this is only for people that do yoga, or they're only for like the soft, the soft modalities of training. No, this is for anyone, because we're talking about and working with humans. Natty, how did you get into, because you said that while you were in PT school, you were coaching some super high level athletes, lifters. How did you get into that?
Well, you know what? Through CrossFit, honestly. You know, a buddy of mine who owns a CrossFit gym, we would train together. You know, when he had competition, I would go there, count some of his cards for him. And then, again, through another CrossFit gym, at some point I was coaching like probably 3-4 kids, and one of them went to the American Open and then went to the National, and now he's doing really well. I think he's no longer with me, he's with someone else. He placed third. Damn. in National. So, you know, like really, really good for him. But, you know, I like being able to use my knowledge and, you know, and guide the people who are passionate about what they do. You know, that's what we do, right? We're in this health field. And I think sometimes people forget that, like, we're here to serve people.
Amen.
And, you know, rather than just, hey, here's what I do, and here's why you should come see me, and this and that, right? It's more about like, all right, you have all this knowledge. Okay, let's figure out a way. Let's problem solve this. How can you get this person who, you know, is really frustrated with their life in so many different dimensions? How do we get them to even feel better? Yes. Like, you know, and the biggest thing is that, and, you know, someone asked me on my Instagram thing, it say like, you know, like, eliminate pain by introducing hope. Like, what does that mean? And I say, like, you know what, man, the world's rough. Yes. Like, people just kind of hit on you, honestly. And each day, like, you can kind of count on how many times where you feel hopeful, and it's not much.
Right.
If you can be that one person that'd be like, hey, listen, you're pretty badass right now. You're doing real well. Like, you're crushing this whatever exercise you're doing. It could be the most low level exercise, but you know what? That's a good validation, because when was the last time someone tell that person that you're badass, right?
Right.
I mean, you know, you can listen to Beyonce and Lizzo all day and they'll make you feel better. But to hear from someone else is pretty good. Especially a healthcare provider, because every time you go see someone, they're like, all right, you're fucking broken. Something's wrong with you. That's it. This is what you got to do.
It's interesting. You're so right.
And this is the biggest thing too with PT student. And I think Danny talked about this. You talk about it all the time, is that people just want to get to the end, like the end goal. And, you know, like, and how do you get there? Like, come on, man, like fucking get good at one thing and get good at your craft and then keep going. Like, how do you work with pro athlete? How do you do this and that? Like, listen, man, work with regular people first. Get them super badass, and then you can work with those high-level athletes.
Yes.
You know, they'll keep you out. Let your passion lead you.
Yes.
Like, there's really no, like, secret formula. Like, you know, like, Jamie is, you know, a good friend of ours, is crushing it with working with tons of pro athletes. And you know what? He took some risks. He lets his passion lead him, and look where he is now.
Paid
and,
off.
You know, that's what it is.
It pays off. Ned, I want to tease that out a bit more. You kind of alluded to some of the stuff that you say to people within your sessions, but what does your model look like? Like, how often are you seeing people? What is your day like? What does it mean to be Natty?
So, my model is we only do one-on-one care for a whole hour. We're an album network. We're hybrid, both cash and insurance. Mostly cash. We do insurance for some of the post-op stuff, but we're strictly true one-on-one PT, and we kind of keep things super simple in here. It's not yes, we have passive modalities and all that stuff, but you know what we do well is when people come in, they're in pain and they're all active people. Mm-hmm. So what do? We get them out of pain and keep them staying active the whole time. We're basically we're strategized way to keep people staying active. And I learned this through like all my years of coaching CrossFit, right? You just, anything is scalable, and it's true.
Yes, you can
always make people move, and we all know movements make people feel better. So when you come in here, unless it's super acute, right?
Yeah.
But still, we still do some sort of low level moving. We'll get people out of pain, keep them stay active, get them in good position, teach them what that good position is, and then just challenge them by just loading them.
Yeah, so simple. Yes.
Yeah, that's it. And, you know, and we just keep repeating the whole process.
How often do you see people? I know it depends, but like if you had to guess roughly how often and how long would you say do you see people?
On average, we see people for like 6 sessions.
Love it.
And then usually people tend to keep coming back because they have other things they want to work on. And I made it super clear from the beginning. Like, listen, you know, what I am is like is your tour guide to whatever journey you want to go to. I'm just giving you a direction where you need to go. I'm giving you feedback. I'm giving you the tool. And, you know, you're going to get there yourself because, you know, I usually see my patient like once a week. So the ball's on their court from day one, and we stay in constant communication. And from there, you know, that's how we build like trust, and that's how we build like a good, positive relationship.
I love it. One more thing about the business. I love that you said it. And this was actually one of the episodes that I had Natty inspired way back when. You have a hybrid model, meaning you said that you do accept interns out of network for the post-op people because they inherently have to come more often. Can you talk about that? Because I know last year, that was a question you would ask, like, is it selling out if I take insurance?
Yeah. I mean, I think taking insurance allow me to help more people.
Yeah.
So I think the only way that would be selling out, and that was my part thing, is like if I was to do, you know, more than one an hour.
Yes.
Because the reason why I got out of my first PT clinic in the first place is it's not enough time to spend with the patient, right?
Exactly.
From a business perspective, it's dumb as hell, right? Because these people are making bang. Mm-hmm. Like they're like in their yacht eating lobster. I'm just here hanging out with my little dog. And you know, like, yeah, you know, like you stay true to your brand. And, you know, we just hire my first staff PT. And
yes, that did. Was congrats. That was,
thank you. That was the biggest thing. Like, listen, this is what we do. We stay one-on-one. That's it. We're not going to go anywhere else. We're not going to get greedy. That's what we're going to do.
So freaking
yeah. So, good. You know, when those people have out-network benefits and, you know, they can come see us, then you know what? That's more people we can help. And that's more people that get steered to the wrong kind of PT. Like, yes. I feel bad saying that too, but
I know, you know, what you're right.
Yeah, we're just striving to be almost like the go-to place for it. Like, this is how PT should be. Like you know, like even Zach at Level Up, they're doing a really good job at that, mm-hmm. right? So we're trying to be that for New York, New Jersey area, and just setting standards. Just as long as there's more of us doing the right thing, then all this other place that people are not happy about will get exposed. And then as long as all our patients know that there's an alternative to better care, you know, that's a win.
Yes.
For the profession.
Yes, yes, yes. I love that. That's straight up leading with light. Like, I see so much bitching about the other side of PT, but guess what? If your patients don't know that you exist because you're spending so much time asking other professionals for studies and questioning other professionals, you're part of the problem. We need to be raising everyone up and making ourselves relevant to the public. Exactly what Natty said. Like, you need to go and show people that there is an alternative instead of complaining about the alternative. Go and show people what else really exists. Like, yes, Natty, yes.
Yeah, and there's so much pissing contest on Instagram too.
Oh, like, my gosh, you know, it's nonsense.
Each other wrong, you know, the comment section, all this stuff. I was like, listen, I mean, you can argue with each other all day, man, but like look at yourself in the mirror. Are you doing the best for your patient? Like, I don't care how many research you read. Like, are you able to give good care? Do you really give it your all? You know, is that what it is? Or you're like putting someone down, you know, because they're doing too much manual therapy, you know, you're not enough talking too much about pain signs. You know, is that? Yeah, I mean, listen, it's great. It's great that we're using evidence-based practice to guide us to where we need to be. But, you know, like, as human being, like, we're so complex. You can't, like, it's so hard to predict what's going to happen. Or
exactly,
like, one equation is not math.
Exactly. I wish, right?
And, like, you know, like, listen, growing up in Thailand, if I get sick, my grandmother would make me, like, some nonsense remedy, and it helped. I mean, listen, you know,
exactly.
Yeah, like did exactly. I ask her for her study? She didn't even go to high school. Like, I was like, grandma, stay away from me. Yeah. I was like, no, feed me some more rice and make me feel better.
You know, so, yeah,
there's too much fighting going on. And I was just reading. Just reading something this morning, and you know, as a profession, I feel like we all should just gather together, create like a nice safe zone that everyone can just, you know, be who they are. Like, yes, respect each other's view, and then because you know what, man, we're fighting a whole lot of things. We're fighting reimbursement. Yes. We're fighting, you know, like
scope.
Different state practice. Like, you know, in Jersey, you can't draw a needle anymore.
Exactly, like, crazy.
There's a lot of nonsense going on around our field already. Like, we don't need to keep like tearing each other apart. It doesn't make any sense. It's like you're on a flight and you just tell your pilot to just like, you know what, man, just crash the plane. Fucking do it.
Just crash the plane.
Yeah, just do it. And it all. Yeah.
Natty, I got a question for you because I get this question all the time. I actually just spoke this morning to a group of college students.
Mm-hmm.
What advice would you give to people who are thinking about becoming PTs?
I would say do it. I say do it, but knowing it's not easy because nothing good come easy. And I say this exact same thing like a couple of years ago when I went back to my PT school. You know, listen, man, you're going to get a doctorate. Like, you think that's easy? It's not. Like, you're not just getting like an online certificate. It's like, it's a real thing. You know, it's hard, but you know what? It's rewarding. It's rewarding because you really got to you get to make an impact in someone's life. And, you know, being a PT allowed me to have my own business, my own clinic. So I'll do it all over again any day.
I love it.
I'll take it all over. You know, I'll the study till like, you know, 2 a.m, all that stuff all over again. I think it's a great profession. And you know what? We're trending upward, you know, thanks to like everyone around it, you know, we're all, you know, no one's really using TheraBand anymore. It's great. You know, everyone's pushing more strength conditioning stuff to our patient. Even like, you know, your last podcast, just talking about like, you know, strengthening and in all ages, like you're always going to need to be strong, you know, stronger people are just harder to kill.
They're harder to kill. Right?
That's it. It's a known fact. And right now I think it's the best time because when I was in PT school, we didn't have all of this. Everything was still like, kind of like frowned upon, right? God forbid squat below parallel. You know, like that was like my thing, right? I remember someone come in and show us like doing band walk, and it was like ooh, wow, this is cool. Like we're moving in different planes, right? So now it's different, you know. And I get to be so creative, like, you know, my ACL patient, all my athletic patient, you know, I see a lot of CrossFit, but you know what? Now I get tons of sports. I get like baseball, lacrosse, football. I love football. And you really get to be creative. And, you know, my advice is, yes, go to PT school, you know, grind it out. And just know that, you know, you're in control of your future. You don't have, you know, you have a choice. Like, if you're going to be miserable doing your job, you know, you can change that. You're in control of that. Just like you should tell your patient that too, because they're in control that it shouldn't have to be in pain all the time. Right? Yes. I mean, do that yourself first. If you're not happy about something, and find out why, and then just address it. And
do something about it.
And I'm not saying like, you know, people should pursue strictly happiness, right? Because I feel like happiness is so, it's more like right now thing, right? Yeah. Chase fulfillment instead. I think that's huge. Like, I get so happy if I just have, you know, a thing of ice cream and that lasts for like 30 seconds, right? But at the end of the day, right, like today, like being here since 8 o'clock in the morning, yeah, I'm dead tired. But you know what? When I go home, I'm going to be like, wow, today was awesome. Like, we made some changes and I feel good. I feel good about today. Like, it's not a day wasted. And, you know, in my clinic, that's the biggest thing, you know, I'm trying to implement is that when someone come in here, and for the therapist, it's like, it should feel like, damn, like this is a playground. I can just be so badass. I can just do different things that I wanted to do. Be creative. Yeah. Are we going to work hard? Yeah. Hell yeah. We're going to fucking work till like 9 o'clock at night. But you know what? At least you're not losing part of your soul. Each day means something.
Exactly. Exactly. This is the environment, you guys listening. This is the environment you want to be in. And this is once again why I brought Natty on. He really enjoys treating. It fulfills him. He loves it. I don't love it. That's not my thing, which is why when people ask me, should I go to PT school? I'm like, it depends. You want my journey or you want Natty's journey? Like, we're going to have very different answers because we're on very different journeys. Different things fulfill us. And I hope that you can hear in his voice the excitement, the passion that he has for this stuff. If that's you, listen to what he's saying. Reach out to this guy. Ask him how you can do what he's doing. Actually, if they want to reach out to you, if they want to contact you, pick your brain, how can they do that?
Yeah, on Instagram, my personal one is pain_Jedi. And then the clinic is Myokinetics, MYOKINETIX. And then we're actually looking to do, we started a scholarship program, right? That's with Myokinetics, and we're doing this thing called More Than PT. So in January, we're looking to pay for a PT student board examination fee. And with the criteria is that they need to be involved in their community. they need to be more than just a PT, because, you know, what we are, we're not just like, hey, you know, we're just going to treat you, make you feel better. Like, no, we got to do more. We got to be a leader in our community. We got to be a role model, and we got to be that one person that, you know, your patients trust. Like, you know, like some of my clients tell me stuff that, like, I'm pretty sure they don't tell anyone else, because, you know, we're more than just that, you know? So that's what we're trying to promote.
Yes.
And, you know, and it's a nonprofit, right? We're selling out t-shirts for it, and all the profits go towards that. But in January, when that time comes, so right now, if you're interested in doing that, just, you know, create a little Instagram video post in 1 minute telling me and Shante what you've been doing to help your community and why you deserve the scholarship, and just tag us in it. And then that's it. Really simple.
One more time, because this is going to be my call to action at the end of the podcast, which is basically now we're going to wrap it up. But one more time, explain to them how they can get enrolled. You guys, this is a scholarship, like Natty said, to pay for one PT student's board examination fees, which is like $700 or so dollars. It's not cheap. If you guys are in PT school and you didn't know that, save some money, because it's not cheap. But Natty is all about paying it forward, doing more, giving back, leading from the front. So he created this scholarship, right, nonprofit, and the funds, like he said, will go to paying for one student. How can we, Natty, how can we as providers, how can we either contribute to this? How can people get involved? How can students nominate themselves or other people?
Okay, so you guys can get involved and support by just purchasing our t-shirts. It's in our link tree, and all the profit with that t-shirt will go towards the fund. And if you're a student, all you have to do is just make a video about yourself, see how you've been more than just a PT, how you have been helping your community, how you become more than just a student, how you become a leader, and what you have overcome, right? Because this is what we're trying to promote, is that we're trying to take back the term PT from personal trainer and just let people know, you know, we're physical therapists, and we're not just that one person that put heat and ice on your back when something happened, right? We're more than just that. Just do, just make a video on that, and then just tag MyoKinetics, and then we're going to pick someone. Or if you know a classmate that is super badass and they totally deserve this, just give us a DM of why they deserve this scholarship.
I love it, Natty. I love it. I will link all of this in the show notes. I'll put the instructions in the show notes as well. And I'll put it on the Facebook page for this, for the podcast, mm-hmm. right? Maestro on the Mic podcast. Excuse me, Maestro on the Mic Facebook page. But again, you're going to make a video, explain. And I love that you're doing it this way, because we should be okay talking mm-hmm. about ourselves. All right, so if it's for you, absolutely. This is your application. Make that video, tag MyoKinetics. This is great because it shows other people. Social proof is a huge thing. It creates movements. Or if you can DM Natty if you have someone that you want to mm-hmm. nominate. If you want to support financially, you go to the link in his bio, but I will also link that in the show notes, and buy a t-shirt. All the profits go to supporting this or contributing to this scholarship and getting someone their tuition, if you will, for the test paid for. This is awesome. Now you're always giving back. My guys, yes, always giving back. You blow
I'm
my
hoping
mind.
Hoping to
Natty.
Keep doing this like once, like January, I think April, and then July, and then October. If we can do this, if we can help 4 PT students a year, that's
amazing.
That's 4 people that, you know, have some extra money in their pocket and they're doing the right thing and they need to be rewarded for it.
I love it. You guys, yes, 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 and yes. Natty, before I let you go, is that you have already shared so much. Like, I'm excited. I'm pumped. Like, this is a freaking phenomenal, phenomenal episode. I knew it would be, but it's just like when you do the thing, you're like, oh my God, it was like even better than I thought it was going to be. Do you have anything else that you would like to leave the people with?
Well, you know, if I can leave with just one thing is, you know, don't get attracted to, like, for PT student, right? Don't get attracted to, you know, all, like you say, we say it all the time, shiny object, right? Really focus on your craft. Yeah. You know, remember why you picked this profession in the first place. And, you know, for some of you that do it for, you know, just stability, then, you know, that's fine. At least admit that, right? But for some of you that want to do more than just that, really don't lose that passion and just keep moving forward with it. You know, things are going to get tough regardless. And, you know, if you're looking to create something of your own, like I did, there's tons of resources that you can do. And it's more possible now than ever. So just keep working at it. Just put your head down, just grind it out. You know, we all start from somewhere, and you know, your goal should just be a moving target, and that's it.
I love it. You guys out there, I'm hoping that you loved it as much as I do. It's so powerful to hear from someone in the profession who still has that passion. It's really quite disheartening to me, Natty. I get a lot of messages on social media from people that aren't even in PT school yet, and they're already disenchanted by the profession. And I'm like, you haven't even worked. And they're all like worried about like, am I going to be in a mill? Is it going to be a lot of hard work? Like, am I not going to like what I'm doing? It's really powerful to hear from you in the profession, doing the thing, having gone through that mill, finding the silver lining, really taking a lot from it, respecting that process, finding the most out of that, getting the most out of that process, and now just totally thriving. So thank you, Natty. This is hugely uplifting and a really, really special episode. So,
oh my God, thank you. I totally appreciate your kind words. We're just trying to do the right thing. You know, I think anyone can do it, and I truly believe in that. I'm not doing anything special. You know, so yeah, I think
he's a special guy, though. You are a special guy, Natty.
We're in the right time to pursue what we really inspire to do. So, and you know, there's always a supportive community. You just got to surround yourself with the right group of people, and that's it. You know, it'll take you far.
Amen to that. Amen to that. You guys listening, you are part of that right community. And I'm extremely grateful that you take the time to listen and write in and, you know, support me and support the podcast and support all endeavors in so many ways. So listen to what Natty said. He's spot on. Let's create that community. Let's keep building that community. Natty, thank you again for coming on. Truly, truly, truly.
Thank you for
grateful.
Having me.
My pleasure, my dude. My pleasure. You guys listening, thank you. I know you could have been doing anything and you chose to listen to us. And for that, we are both extremely grateful. No specific ask for you guys to follow or whatever, leave reviews or anything like that. Always appreciate it. But what I really would love for you to do, if you like this episode, I want you to head on over to Natty's business Instagram account at Myokinetics. I will link it in the show notes at Myokinetics. Go to the link in the bio and check out that scholarship fund. Buy a shirt. Just message him if you have more questions. Head on over there, check it out, and let's lift the profession up. All right, guys, that's all that I got for you this time. Until next time, friends, Dr. Natty and Maestro